This is special coverage from NPR News in Washington. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has just finished a speech at Camp Lejeune, headquarters of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force. He said that we will not stop until Iraq is free. All of America is grateful for your sacrifice, addressing the Marines. He said that on the first day that the Marines were asked to secure the oil fields, and they did that. They were then asked to take the Afal Peninsula, and they did that. There was fighting at Al-Nasiriya. And then just a couple of days ago, Marines participated in the rescue of Army PFC Jessica Lynch. He said, "What we've begun, we will finish. Free nations will not sit and wait for someone to plot another September 11th. He said, "A vice is closing, and the days of a brutal regime are coming to an end." And then the president spoke of acts of cowardice and murder by the Iraqis, using women and children as shields, threats against civilians, executing POWs, terrorizing its own civilians, and he said that these Iraqis will be treated like war criminals. And by contrast, he spoke of the behavior of Americans treating civilians well. He spoke of the strength and goodness of U.S. Marines. He said, "We're bringing food, water, and medicine to the Iraqi people, bringing aid and bringing hope. And the goal is to return Iraq to its people." He said the U.S. will help Iraq rebuild after the war. And he mentioned that Camp Lejeune had lost some good Marines. But he said, "Overcoming evil is the noblest cause and the hardest work, and we will prevail." Camp Lejeune and the surrounding area have been hit hard by the war. At least 13 Marines based there have died, some in combat, some as the result of accidents. President and Mrs. Bush will have lunch with Marines, then meet privately with family members of U.S. servicemen who were killed and wounded in the war in Iraq. President and Mrs. Bush will return to Washington this afternoon. NPR's Christopher Joyce is here, and White House correspondent Don Gagne is with President Bush in North Carolina, kind of mirroring his trip to Florida last week.
This is very much like that trip to Florida. This was perhaps an even more optimistic assessment, a more upbeat assessment of how things are going so far in Operation Iraqi Freedom. You may recall that last week on the way down to Florida, the president looked at his speech and it had a line in it that said that things were progressing ahead of schedule, and he scratched that line, decided it wasn't appropriate. Today he didn't say things are going ahead of schedule, but he did say that having traveled 200 miles will now go the last 200 yards, and he was very positive.
I don't think they're quite that close. I think that was a little rhetorical flourish.
Exactly. No, exactly. There's still some miles outside of Baghdad. And again, this one, a more difficult day than that one at in Tampa at Central Command last week, because while we see the president now shaking hands with some of the thousands in the crowd who came out under the sunshine here to watch him speak, he will have time this afternoon here with some family members of those who have died in the fighting over in Iraq. And again, this base of the 53, I think, is the latest count of confirmed U.S. dead, some 13, so roughly 25% of those are from this base. And there are also 7 from this base listed among the missing right now.
Yes, presidents have spoken to this before, being the worst part of the job, because they are, of course, the commanders-in-chief. They're the ones who send troops off to die in battle. And having said that, the White House has to be encouraged by the progress on the battlefield of American troops.
They feel very good about how things have been going in the past couple of days. But again, the president did talk about the difficult fight still ahead in Baghdad. But again, he didn't dwell on that. And in terms of that meeting with the families this afternoon, he's done this before, and he did it up in New York after the World Trade Center. He met with families up there, and this is something that's very difficult. But the White House has been saying that it only strengthens his resolve that the choices he's made, the decisions he's made regarding Iraq are the right ones.
I thought it was interesting. He ran down a list of atrocities he's accusing the Iraqis of committing, and said that these people will be treated like war criminals, meaning not as POWs, maybe put in the same category as the terrorist suspects.
Yeah, the language is interesting, and they do certainly seem to be leaving open that possibility. Some of them may be taken down to the detention center at Guantanamo down in Cuba. It's also something he's been doing lately. He has been talking less about weapons of mass destruction. You may recall in the run-up to the war, that was one of the primary justifications that he gave.
And he did mention it.
He did mention it, but he only mentioned it after he goes through this lengthy rundown on the atrocities he says the regime is committing and the atrocities that are taking place as a part of the war.
Yeah. Does he plan other appearances before other units?
I think we can expect more speeches like this, and it is the third at a military facility in the last week or so. He was down in Florida last week. This week he was in Philadelphia, at the Port of Philadelphia, but at a Coast Guard facility there, and now this. And the White House feels this is the kind of event that showcases his leadership, and it's certainly an opportunity to give a speech and stay far away from any protesters.
Thank you, Don. This is special coverage from NPR News in Washington.